I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Advocates and organizers assembled along College and University Avenue during Toronto's Pride Parade. The organizers, known as the No Pride in Policing Coalition, marched and held speeches denouncing the Toronto Police 52 Division. Mounting calls for defunding and dismantling of the city's policing were at the forefront of the rally. The event brought to attention the city's recent publication that Black people are almost three times more likely to have encountered physical force and held at gunpoint by police.
Defund police, prisons, and all carceral institutions. The abolitionist pride march occurs in a number of contexts of escalating policing and carceral injustice, as well as our continuing refusal of and resistance to policing and prisons. Today, as we march through the streets of downtown Toronto, we remember our empowering histories of resistance to the police and oppression, as well as charting ways forward for our current struggles for livable, queer, and trans futures without police and prisons. Last week, we refused with a resounding no that resonated and reverberated across the country to the apology from the chief of police for the escalating racist and vicious attacks against Black, Indigenous, 2SL, LGBTQ, poor, unhoused, and disabled people in the city.
This follows the recent apology to Toronto's Black community from Toronto Interim Police Chief James Rammer at a press conference earlier this month.
This morning we released findings detailing the analysis of race-based data collected in use of force and strip search interactions. The results have confirmed what for many decades racialized communities, particularly the Black and Indigenous communities, have been telling us: that they are disproportionately over-policed. This data demonstrates the unfortunate realities of those experiences. As an organization, we have not done enough to ensure that every person in our city receives fair and unbiased policing. And for this, as Chief of Police and on behalf of the service, I am sorry. And I apologize unreservedly.
University of Toronto professor Beverly Bain, part of the No Pride in Policing Coalition, told Rammer during the press conference that the Black community does not accept his apology, and that they do not believe the police will do what they can to improve their relations with persons of color.
And I'm here to address what I see as really egregious in terms of this particular a public relations stunt that has been delivered by our chief here, the Chief Raymer. This has nothing to do with the Black community. In fact, the Black community never asked for an apology. Neither did I think you were apologizing to the Black community. This was you apologizing to your rank and file for something, for a series of information that we have been saying to you for decades that has been happening on the ground. And now you were mandated to actually do your own investigation, your own data collection, your own process internally that actually reveal everything we have been saying in respect to, you know, the everyday violence of your police officers on the streets, the everyday violence of police that has been deployed into Black communities in this city, the everyday violence of and strip searching of women and racialized people at different points in public.
CGRU contacted Professor Bain and the No Pride in Policing for comment about the city's policing. No response was given at this time. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.